Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome to Heart and Soul Holistics. Today we're going to be talking to a really special guest. I'm very excited about this. She is has a wonderful radio show called Angel Talk. When I heard about this, I was extremely excited because you know how much I love angels. Lisa, I don't know if you know that, but I do. So I'm going to see if she's on the air. Hi, Annie, are you there? Hello? Oh, hold on. Let's hope I, you know, I'm learning this whole system, so we're working on it. I think she's going to have to call back. Okay. Well, we will be talking to her really soon, and we're going to be doing angel readings. Hello, Annie, are you there?
This isn't Annie. This is, my name's Tressa.
Oh, hi, Tressa. How are you? Well, Anne will be coming on shortly, so I'm going to just see if she, I see lots of callers are coming in, so I'm just going to see if she's one of them, okay? Could you hold on one sec?
Sure.
Hi there. Let's see. Hi, is this Annie? Hi, is Annie
Hello.
On the line?
This is the same line.
Oh, same line. Is this 99, I'm sorry, love. Okay, hold on. Well, we are learning the switchboard, so please be patient with me, everybody. I'm just going to try to figure
this out.
Is this Patty? This is Patty.
Oh, okay, good. I have the right number then. Oh, wait.
Great, great. I'm just going to see if Anne's on the line. Is Anne on the line?
Patty?
Yes?
It's me, Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you? We have some callers already waiting to speak to you, so I think this is going to be a very interesting and exciting show. I just really wanted just to have people know a little about Anne. Anne has her own talk radio show herself. It's on regular radio. And Anne, can you tell more about it to everyone that's listening? Because you know better than I do.
Sure.
Yeah.
I co-host a radio show called Talkin' Angels. And it is on a local AM channel. It's not like a national,
uh-huh.
But it's a local radio show here in the town where I live.
And where is that?
It's in New Jersey. The best way to describe where in New Jersey, because usually people ask, what exit do you live?
Oh, really?
yeah.
exit?
I guess it's some kind of, they want it to be a joke, but I'm not too far from Philadelphia.
Okay. And now you've had this radio show for about a year, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, okay. And so you pretty much, do you do just callers as we're doing now, or do you have guests on your show?
Well, we have, in the beginning we started, we had guests,
mm-hmm.
And, not guests, callers.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was like two shows, we started getting great guests. We were getting Hay House author guests to come on our show and call in and talk about the goings on of our show is about spirituality, the spiritual awakening that's happening,
mm-hmm.
various subjects. But our main topic, of course, is angels and how
mm-hmm.
to communicate with them and how to incorporate them into your daily life because they've been ignored for a long time, and they finally want to be known.
Yeah. And so when you first got the, I kind of feel like a calling to do the radio show, was it through your own connection to your angels that you have that inspired you to kind of move it into more a communication, you know, bigger than just you and I?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Angels were always in my life. I can remember when I was a little girl, I never quite placed it as a being. I only placed it as being a being, but I always felt like an energies around me that were light and what made me feel good when things weren't going so right in your little earthly life.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said on my website last year, something like profound happened as I'd found out that my father was going to way. And I threw myself into myself and started meditating, praying, reading, seeking out anything I could find out about how to make myself feel good about this. And I don't know, I just felt like it was angels that saved me.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came around to do the radio show, I have a good friend, my good friend Rita. There was this billboard on the highway, and it said, "Hey, do you want to have your own radio show?" And I instantly thought angels.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my good friend up, and she said, "I saw that too, and let's do it."
Wow.
So that's how it started.
And so that even just validated it even further, that here someone else saw it at the same time who's wanting to do it as well. So that's just great. But so now that you have the show, you're having it once a week, is that right?
Yes.
It's a two-hour show.
Yeah.
And is it on the same time all the time? Can you tell us more about when they could listen to the show?
Sure. Well, we stream online. Mm-hmm. Also, besides, because it's only local to, it's about, I believe, only to two states, and that would be New Jersey, Philadelphia, and I think parts of the, I think it was Delaware, we were told. But online, it's Wi-Fi 1460am.com, and mm-hmm. we play every Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And our show replays on Saturdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And now, is it a call-in show?
It's a call-in show.
It's the same as this then. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
So they
and we
can
do angel. We do angel intuitive readings.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's exactly what I've got people waiting for.
Okay.
So I think we should just let the angels take the show over and do their magic. And I usually like to just center the group that's listening. Let's do that. Let's let your angels bring everybody into a really peaceful state of love and openness, and so that they can be able to hear what it is the angel's message would be for them. So let's just do that now. Everybody quiet their minds. Take a deep breath in and really just center and feel the bright light as it kind of comes through you. And feel the warmth as the angels kind of surround you, because I know when they're around me, that's how I feel, very warm. And I know that they're there. Sometimes I feel my heart chakra just pop open. So I want everyone just to connect in and quiet your mind, quiet the thoughts, quiet everything down, so that now when you do ask the question, you are able and willing to listen to what the angels are going to be saying to you. So with that, I'm going to take our first caller. I'm going to go. And Tessa, are you here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay, Tessa. Just feel free. Anne, are you ready? She's going to maybe ask for something. So let's see. What would you like to know, Tessa, that she can?
Anne, thank you so much for this. I feel very close with my angels. I feel them around me all the time, and I've been on this spiritual quest of getting to know them and getting to know myself, most important. But I have I was wanting a question on, you know, I'm trying to move, kind of wanting to know where to look for a place. And right before this phone call, I just got this thought, this prompting. And I want to know how to communicate with my angels without fear. A lot of times when I'm at my house by myself, I feel their presence and I get this scared feeling like there's a ghost around or something bad's going to happen. And I know that's not the case. And I was wondering, is there something I can do for myself to kind of get past that so that I can, you know, be closer with them?
Well, hi, Tessa. Thank you for your call. Well, for my first thought right away, your angel came through right away. She's telling me to tell you, you have your own guardian angel's name is Patricia. Okay. Now that's a good start to ask your angel, her name's like I said, is Patricia. So if you want to write that down,
mm-hmm.
and you can actually ask her for some help in get ridding that fear. But what I do before I do any kind of reaching out to my angel, I light a candle,
mm-hmm.
and I quiet myself, and I ask and I invoke Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is a protectorant, and he can actually, he will take away your fear in almost an instant. And all you have to do is say, Archangel Michael, come to me now.
Mm-hmm.
And after that happens, you can comfortably go into saying, okay, and call in your angel, who, like I said, she came through telling me her name was Patricia.
Uh-huh.
And I also say a silent prayer, as simple as, please, I just want to be happy and let me communicate with my angels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did that once, and she hugged me, and she made
Aww.
Me feel really happy.
Oh, that's so, so sweet.
Is there any way, does she know if there's kind of an answer to my, where am I supposed to move, where am I supposed to look? Is there any, is there any message for me there?
I was listening, and I'm zoning in. I actually was getting, like, two different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Actually got, like, I don't even, New York came to me.
New York?
Then I was like, come on, tell me, not New York. Then New Orleans came. It's something with the new in it. And
uh-huh.
I can't place it.
Could it be the name of a street, though?
Because
we do have a New Orleans and Tahoe.
I'm thinking it's something with the word new.
Okay, all right. Well, that would be helpful.
That's definitely helpful.
Okay, new. All right.
Now,
all right.
If we could zone in, just there are a lot of signs that you can look for.
Mm-hmm.
Angels give us, what you do is go, angels, I need a sign, any sign, that and show me where I should be.
Mm-hmm.
And signs mm-hmm. are like songs. If you put on a radio and... you could get a song that says the name of a, you know, a state or a place.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
she is she if she is already where she wants to be, but she's just asking the question of like, where should she look in that place that she is already? So maybe that's the name of the street, or maybe that's could maybe the angel be more like, how could she find the appropriate place for her, you know, like maybe through someone, or is there a name or something that she could go towards that would give her the right and perfect place for her? That's the question I would ask the angels and see.
Thanks,
if they're
Daddy.
Like,
Well, like I said, everything they're saying is saying new. Something
new. Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah,
so
that
there's
good.
One word, new.
Mm. Yeah.
A new, maybe it's a new building, too.
Yeah, I've seen
that. Well, that's all I could get.
That's all you could get. Okay. Well,
but I do, Patty's was good. I like what you said.
Well, okay then. But I really do think then, so look for a road, my guess, is that with the word new in it. Could be New Orleans. It could be, we actually... you know, have Montana, you know, we have states throughout
sure.
The area. So it could be New Mexico, something like that could be the name of the street.
Right.
So I would keep an eye out, or maybe go down that street, take a drive,
uh-huh.
you know.
That's a good idea.
Take a ride around and see what you find. Because I know that when my angels, sometimes it's real clear on what, and sometimes I see just, I see a hawk, or I see something that catches my eye. And the next thing I know, if I just am not busy going someplace and I just listen to the signs, you know, that's what you have to kind of get to. if you're getting in your car so that you have to go to the market, and on the way the angels are telling you to turn right, and you're just too focused on going to the market, you may not get the mm-hmm. message. So get in the car and just say, okay, take me.
Okay.
But really with purpose, get in the car and say, take me where you want me to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then drive around with that knowing I'm going to feel like you have to take a right, you know, if you feel like you have to take a left, and just really listen and really with purpose. And that's kind of what I think that they want us to do sometimes when things happen and we kind of get taken off our routine, we're sick, and we have to get quiet so that we have time to listen.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just my feeling about that. But, yeah, okay, new. I can see that being a real possibility.
Yes. And this is, it's almost a new life for me that I'm mm-hmm. right now. Everything's at a bypass, and my meditations are paying off. And thank you so much, both of you. I just am at peace.
Well, you can stay on and listen, love. We're just going to take another caller, okay?
Okay, so, thank you.
Bye, sweetie. Okay. Okay, so we have online, it's a 626 area code. So, hi, who am I talking to?
Yes, hello. My name is Frank in California.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
That's fine.
I will introduce you to Anne, and she will answer any questions that might be going on for you. So, Anne, this is Frank from California.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Greetings, Anne. Just fine. It's about 72 degrees here in California.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my question. I've been trying to contact my guides. Things come to me when I'm dreaming or when I'm driving or showering.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually when it happens. And did you have a question?
Sure. I've had this thing on my mind. It has to do with the legal issue. It's been ongoing. The next time I go to court is May 11th.
I just got two things. Can I share what I just got?
Sure.
So I first got that it first showed me property, and then it said divorce. So I don't know if it's because of a divorce that you're having a property settlement or something like that. Is that possible for you?
Yes, it is possible.
Okay.
It's regarding an estate, and I'm divorcing myself from my female sibling.
Okay. All right. So that's why that showed up. What I'm getting is it's going to be a twofold thing. They're going to say what they want, and then you're going to have to go back again. So it won't be finished, you know, which is not. I'm sure you don't want to hear that, but just so that you're prepared, so you won't be disappointed that they won't settle and to agreement that feels right for you. But I think that if you wait it out a little bit longer than just trying to get it over with, it will probably be to your benefit. Then let's see what Anne says. What do you think?
I instantly got... that this is going to be about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a closure of this. You're on the right track. Which you need to do, though, is you've already did the first step. You're surrendering it. So right now, the second part is to release. And I was asking to see if any angel came in. I got your angel's name came in as Paul. So he's someone you can actually confide in and quietly talk to him to make this a smooth thing, because it will go smoothly, but it's going to take about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you surrender, and now you need to just let it go, because it's all in place. You started it, and now the angels are going to take it, and they're going to move all the obstacles. Think positive, because your thoughts are very important here. If you think anything negative that's going to happen, you're actually sabotaging it. So just let the angels say, angels, take it away, and just, like, forget about. I always say this. think of it as an angel as your best friend. When you give a friend something to do for you, our angels are actually better because they're invisible, and they actually do clear the way because they have no, they don't put any energy into it like we do. They just do their job for us. So when you invoke them, just let them do their job. But I do see closure for this for you in 6 months, and it's positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, it's been ongoing for almost 24 months.
So a little longer, yeah. But if you let, and in the letting go of it being finished, it's like finishing a long book, you know, that you're just kind of almost close to the end. So I kind of feel like a lot will be gained, but also by letting go, it's almost like you will come above it. You know, you'll bring your spirit above the whole situation, so it doesn't really matter. I think once you take the charge of it mattering so much, it can go smoother. You're not actually causing an obstacle, you know what I mean, in the energy
yes.
of it all. So I would actually send in your angels to serve the other party. This is what I've done many times. Even when I got one time a cop stopped me, and this really did happen, and I was borrowing a friend's car, and I didn't have any of the paperwork or anything. And so I just sent my angels right over to that cop and said, "Angels, please, you make him busy so that everything will be fine for me," because I knew that it could be, you know, possibly a problem. So you want to hear the funniest thing is, he went back, took my license, went back to the car. He came back and he said, "I've got to go. They're calling me. So you're a lucky lady." Hands me back my license and I take off. It was that amazing. So all I have to do is, that really does work. So what I want you to do before you go into court, I want you to talk to each and every angel of the you know, everyone that's going to be there. Do a little visual of the angels talking and getting it together and being in peace and seeing this be an easy transition for everybody. Just do that way ahead. You know, send your angels ahead of you, in a sense. So that really does work for anything, even finding a parking space. It's amazing. You just send your angels, say, "Angel, you know, send, you know, help me with this." And the next thing you know, it works out. I always get on flights. I'm a standby flyer, so my husband is in disbelief that we'll ever get on the flight most of the time. So when we get there and I go, "I sent my angels, we're getting on," and then they'll have seats available. And it's been working this way for a long time. So all I'm saying is, do that, and I know that peace will be in your heart. It will be around you. There won't be tension. People will be more light and ready to make this happen, you know, to let this end, in a sense, you know. So
yes.
I hope that helps you, love. You know, let us know how it goes, okay? Give us a call back. I'd love to hear how it happens for you.
I sure will. Many blessings. Thank you.
Yes, many blessings.
Thank you, Frank.
To you.
I'll be thinking of you, too.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to get, so let's see. We have one. Let's see. Hi. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Patty.
Hi.
It's Linda. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
I'd like to introduce you to Anne Ford. She's doing some angel readings. So if you had any questions you had for her, she's just really ready to help you out.
Yeah. Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm good, Linda. Thank you for the call.
Oh, thank you for taking the call. Thank you for taking my call. I actually have a couple of questions. I mean, I hope that's okay. One is, basically, I'd like to know and have some guidance as far as relationship-wise, you know, what's going on with my love life, you know, and what kind of guidance or advice can I get from guidance and from my angels? In other words, am I going to reconnect with an old flame or someone new coming in and or what?
Okay. Let me see. I got the sense right away that you're
you were in a relationship before, and you're still not over it.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to move on, to have another relationship, you need to, I don't know if there's any, if it was mutual that you had a breakup, or you need to forgive that relationship that you had way before you can have and be open to a new one.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there definitely is somebody waiting.
Okay.
My angels are saying, I always invoke, and I love to speak to Archangel Shamuel.
Mm-hmm.
I would also get a crystal, a gem, like a rose quartz, because that's love.
I carry one with me.
Okay, good. So you're ready. That, what made you buy?
I'm already ready. I'm over the relationship. So I just didn't know if there was, I was going back and forth with it, thinking maybe there was going to be some kind of a reconnection or not, but either way.
There's something holding back. I'm thinking, I remember getting a message once, and maybe it was this early this week, to release from something. You should, like, maybe, angels love when we write to them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just write it down, what you exactly want and what you don't want from your previous relationship, but put down
mm-hmm.
what you want now.
Mm-hmm.
Really, write to them and just, you can shred it, burn it, whatever you'd like to do, and then just release it, because
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm getting. How about you, Patty?
I do think that the openness to being available for the old relationship to return is actually still a thread that's keeping you connected. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if there was, if you think about that, if I am willing to return to an old relationship, then energetically it's not over. So even though you'd like to think it's over, I don't think it's over, because the willingness was still there. So until that, I think the forgiveness and the really letting go that says, this is not going to enter my world ever again, till that really could get to you and get into you, then how could this other relationship really find you? But I do think, and I know there is this, I see this gentleman, he's got an accent, almost like a European accent, waiting for you. But it is about being completely ready for this, because
mm-hmm.
this is like really going to be the one. So it can't have any residuals from holding on to even a thought that the other one could come back. Do you know?
Yeah.
So I get that writing that is real powerful. I like that a lot. I love the burning of things. I think that's a very Buddhist tradition about burning what it is that you are holding on to, even if you think you've let it go. Energetically, you haven't, because
I have, because I've been burning stuff. I've been actually doing all of that for quite a while, and I am ready for, actually I'm meeting someone tonight.
Oh yay.
So,
okay.
But so I don't know where that's going to go, but we'll see. But thank you for the advice.
You know what I was thinking, Linda?
Uh-huh.
The angels validated. They're like telling me you were doing it. So there you go. So
mm-hmm.
maybe you're ready. You are ready then.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I'm ready. And thank you. And my next question was, who is my angel? Who, I know we're, there's different angels that we're assigned to, because I've been learning and studying about this myself. But are you getting a name of an angel? My guardian angel?
I just did. I got Rachel.
Rachel.
Oh.
That's funny. That's the name I was going to name my daughter.
If
she had been born. I miscarried, and it was a girl, so that was going to be her name.
That's instantly I got Rachel. So,
wow.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, it is. So is Rachel, Rachel is a spirit guide angel. What about a guardian angel? Is she my guardian angel as well?
Well, not per se her. the spirit, soon, when you were asking me, I go, what was Linda's angel's name? And she said Rachel. So,
wow.
I guess the reason it could have been that had your daughter been born, your guardian angel was saying, here, call her Rachel, answer me. So that's what I feel in my heart.
Mm.
Wow, that's really cool.
And now could we maybe send the angel Rachel with Linda tonight when she...
Absolutely.
Okay, I like that.
Oh, they're already there, Patty.
I know, I hear you. But I kind of get that maybe we can
talk to
this other gentleman, this whoever you were meeting tonight, and see if the angels, could start the conversation ahead so that it's less stressful. You know what I mean? Like you get good and it's real comfortable. That's what I...
Yeah, thank you. And can I just have one more question too?
Sure.
I don't know how many people you have waiting online, but I'll be really quick. Career-wise, and where do you see me, going career-wise? Staying with the same industry that I'm in or taking on something totally new or doing both, or do you have a specific...
I got right away traveling. Do you travel?
I am on the road. I am in sales and I'm on the road.
Okay.
But I haven't been lately.
Okay. Well, I sensed right away your job is to be traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I asked what kind of job you have.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling
in a plane, in a car.
It was a car.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm getting... Wait a minute. I keep hearing, stay where you are. Traveling is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just totally love it. They say just totally submerse and you'll love it. Just love it.
Just love it.
Just love my job.
Okay. All right.
That's great.
Oh, great. Thank you, the both of you. You're wonderful, and thank you for your timing. And God bless
you
both.
Let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear how it goes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, hi. Let's see. We have one more call. We have a couple more callers, but we're going to take the next one. So, hi. Who am I talking to?
You know, I don't know what you mean.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, good.
And who am I talking to?
This is Vince calling from California.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I was just wondering a couple of things. I've been out of work for 2.5 years now. And I've been looking for work like crazy, and I just applied for a job online last week. I had a phone interview the week before with another company, and then just yesterday and the day before I applied for two different jobs with the same brewery. So I'm wondering if you see me getting something anytime soon, like any one of these jobs stand out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Vince.
I just got a Budweiser sign.
That's funny because that's the Anheuser-Busch, which makes Budweiser the company that I applied for.
Okay, so that's good. That might be why I got that. So I'm guessing that one, yes. What do you think, Ann?
Yeah. Well, I'm still thinking.
Well, actually, let's ask the angels what they think instead.
Well, it's interesting that you said the Budweiser thing because I started hearing a song.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, have the Clydesdale horses? Or,
yeah.
So I'm thinking, can I ask you what you applied, what your position was?
Well, with the Budweiser company, I applied with two different positions, and the one of them is just a summer position that could go full-time. And then the other one is on a separate company that Budweiser still owns, but this would be full time, and this is where they make all the cans for not just their own company, but also for the soft drink companies and you know, other companies for their products. It's called Metal Containers.
Mm.
And so I'm just crossing my fingers, and I hope I get one of those.
Mm. Is it far from you? Do you have to drive far?
It wouldn't help to tell you the city, but it's in Mira Loma, which is, and I live near LAX, so it's about, I'd say, on a, maybe about a, between a 30-40 minute drive.
Yeah, I do see that being, you know, where you'd be in the car a bit, but I guess that's a pretty, you know, it's okay. What I get is if you take this position, there will be an internal hiring, like where you could stay more permanently in
okay.
this. And so that would be good, even if you got the part-time, in, you know, summer position. It may lead and hopefully lead to some other, almost like a man. I almost see you like a manager of something.
That's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to work up to the manager.
Yeah, I do see that coming to you within the next year. So
okay.
you're going to get into the door and kind of get to know what's going on internally, and then I do see within the year a management position will open for you. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to hear right away.
Okay.
So you know what I mean? If you don't hear within the next week or two, don't worry. I almost see you hearing with almost like a 3 week to a month waiting period. So you might feel like they forgot about you, but I feel there's just a lot of applicants, you know.
Right.
And that takes that long to go through them all. But I have a sense that you'll go in for an interview, and maybe a second one. You know how long it takes to finally get
right.
the job. But so you probably will be starting. It feels like more summertime.
Okay.
Because I
not only did I apply online for both of those, but I also sent them a resume,
mm-hmm.
mailed them a resume and a cover letter, you know, explaining my experiences,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I've done. And I've worked at two different breweries and a soft drink company, and also to just explain to them that I've been out of work for 2.5 years and whatnot. So, I'm having a feeling about it.
I have a good feeling about it, but you will be having to go through a little bit of waiting for you to get that interview, the first one, you know. So
okay.
don't give up, and don't focus on you. See yourself every day doing that position, okay?
Okay?
So you'll have some time to really anchor yourself in that position and see yourself at the place, going for the interview, getting the position. I want you to kind of walk yourself through it, putting your clothes on, really, really live it out like you really see yourself doing it every,
okay.
you know. Getting the call for the interview, really doing well in the interview, liking the person that's interviewing you, you know, all the components that make you get a job. I want you to kind of go through them all and see it really working out for you, okay? So that's your homework, okay? So
okay.
this way the angels can work with you. Because if
Absolutely.
You...
Yeah, because, too, like, the unemployment just turned me down, and I put an appeal because
mm-hmm.
I'm down to my last $300. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, right now I'm caught up with all my bills, but God knows what's going to happen if I don't get a job soon.
Mm-hmm.
I would also keep, just for the fun of it, just make this fun, keep applying for random jobs.
Well, that's what I intend to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Keep the flow going, because angels work in, they say, mysterious ways.
Right.
You've actually did the flowing. Just keep the flow going, because... a lot of people that are hiring me, I know, I felt and feel when I was listening, they really are watching out what they're doing. So
okay.
they've taken the process a little longer than usual.
Yeah.
Okay. Also too, I went online and I registered with said this TV station is having a contest. They're giving away a house. And I registered to win. They're giving away the house,
mm-hmm.
$500,000, and also a new car, a new
mm-hmm.
SUV. And I'm just and the drawing is closed now, and they're going to be announcing the winner on Monday, which is the 15th. So I'm wondering if you see if I have a chance at it. None.
I'm thinking. I was they kind of think. I'm getting a no, yes. I'm getting contests. You can win something, but not too sure if it's this one.
Okay.
Do you enter many contests?
I enter a lot of free contests, whatever I can find online.
Okay.
Because
I'm sensing, well, they're sending to me, yes, you contests, you will win, but they're not telling me if it's this.
Okay.
But, you know,
I actually got, I don't know, I'm going to share what I saw.
Okay.
It was a bike.
Have you
ever won? Yeah, it was a bike, like a dirt bike type of thing. It was a motorized, like a bike like that.
Okay.
And I don't know if you have one or if one is coming to you, but it is something that was very clear. I just saw it around you. Maybe it's a new thing that you're going to do. I don't know if it's going to come to you, but possibly it will be something you may win. Makes sense now that you said that you enter a lot of contests, but it was something like a Yamaha type of bike. I don't know. Real, real clear. So what I would do, and this is something that I win a lot. I really do. I have to share this. I win a lot. I've won thousands of dollars. But I really listen to my angels. I really listen to them. Right, you know, like they let, I let them take me to what I am supposed to, go towards. And if they do that, I really know that it's meant to be, and I win. And so listen to your dreams, because usually you'll get a sense of it coming to you. It's almost like you already feel like you won already.
Right.
So I want you to kind of do that. I want you energetically to play with your imagination and picture yourself living the life of your dreams as though it was already there.
Okay.
That's what I want you to do. I want you to picture that. How would it feel to drive that new car? How would it look? How would the smell of the car? I want you to really manifest that whole experience in your body, because the angels, when you say, I would like this, you know, wealth to them is irrelevant. They really don't know what we're talking about when it comes to money. So I always say, fill the bucket up, you know, and I hand them what it is that I want to be full of money. Okay, I give them, because you might say, I'd like need money, and the angels go, okay, and then, you know, a quarter to them is money. So you find a quarter, and it's like, no, that's not really what I had in mind. But you did ask for money, you didn't ask exactly. They didn't really have a plan. So make it very clear. Fill the bucket, fill my pockets. Let me see that, you know, in your imagination, see that money, the extent of what you would really like coming to you and in your hand. Almost feel the dollar bills or the $100 bills as they hit your hand. I want you to do that. I want you to do that in your vision. When you apply or when you fill out a form of winning something, I want you to do that, okay?
Okay.
To really ignite the energy around the winning to come toward you, okay?
All right. And one more question.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I have two lawsuits against my former employer. One was wrongful termination, and the other one was workman's comp. The wrongful termination one is done, and my lawyers kind of screwed me over. I did end up walking away with $13,000 after my lawyer fees and everything. I'm wondering if you could see how the second one is going to go. And the other thing is that I wanted to ask, too, was, I'm in the acting, and today I just came back, just before I called you, I just came back from a progressive commercial kind of contest audition that they were having, and also to the same line, my favorite show is Ghost Whispers,
mm-hmm.
And what I thought I'd do is I would get a hold of the producer, director, and the casting person, and I'm going to send them my headshot and resume with a cover letter, and I'm going to see if I can get on that show, even as an extra. I'm just wondering what you see of that.
I see it. I see it. Right away I saw it. I see something with TV, but it's not being specific.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something like something on the side.
Okay.
Like, it's not gonna, it wouldn't be, like, anything major, but as soon as you were explaining, the angels were saying, yes, TV.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I got something.
All right.
And maybe that's where the bike comes in. I see you on this thing, and like kind of geared up, like you're back, like you're on this like a racing bike or something. So,
right.
It's possible that could be something in the future that you'll be doing as an extra or something for a movie or some. Yeah, I would look for something like that if it says, you know how they have to have the stands full of people sometimes, and they're you know in the background of some movie. Yeah, I definitely see. I do see that being actually kind of your part-time position, so that. You know, it may turn into more because now you have time to go to the calls, the casting calls.
Right.
And because it takes time to get these positions. So
yeah,
it's really beneficial. So there is a blessing in this losing the job, isn't it? And so I think you have to really state to this angels that you appreciate them giving you this time to do something a little more exciting, you know, and fun, and that to be in the movies it just sounds like a good time to me. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
So I really want you to really sit with the gratitude part of this whole thing, okay? I really want you to be in gratitude, be ahead of time, be thanking the angels for the help and for the position and for the winnings. I want you to really move it up instead of am I, just thank them ahead of time. Because I know they love that. I'm always thanking them all the time. Aren't you, Anne? I mean, I just
absolutely.
Thank
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it really takes that belief that you already got it. You already got the job. You already got the money, you know. So if you can really get tapped into that and not just say it like, thank you, but really feel that everything's well, that you're going to be taken care of, and let go of the fear of it not being, then the angels really aren't up against your own sabotage, you know, energetic sabotage in a sense, you know, to it. So I see this happening for you. I do. I do think that you have to do a little bit of work energetically. I think you have to maybe meditate a little more, get a little more quiet, you know, within yourself. I feel a real kind of scatteredness around energetically. So I really want you to start to make sure you pray or meditate, whatever you want to call it, daily. Okay, so that you can listen to what's being told and also really kind of experience yourself at that deeper level, all right? So that I know will help you immediately when you start to tune into that, okay?
All
and let us know how it goes, we know.
I definitely
I'd
will.
I'd love to hear how it's all working out. Is there any other question for Anne?
Just the what you see of the second part of this lawsuit that's still pending. It's a workman's comp lawsuit.
I saw I was given the word standstill.
There's now everything is a standstill.
There's something there's a block, and I don't know. I'm like thinking, what can we do to, dismantle it so that it can proceed? Because there's something holding it up.
Okay.
I'm thinking. it has to do with the other party, not you.
Right.
They're just. That's what's holding it up is them.
Yeah.
Something friend came in to me, like friend, get a friend.
Okay.
Are you friends with anybody involved in this?
There are people that I have that still work there that were witnesses to a lot of stuff that happened that can definitely vouch for me.
Something was saying friends, your friends, it's like, yes, them. So I'm thinking, are you in contact with them?
Yeah, I am. I still keep in contact with them.
I'm wondering if, how long has this been? It's long, right? Long time.
2.5 hours. I mean, hours. 2.5 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it just said friends. I mean, the only thing I can do is since I'm getting a block, I'm just getting friends. I'm thinking, are they maybe holding it up somehow? Now I'm getting like release. So I'm thinking I could put out a special intention out there for I do special prayers. I can definitely, since I'm talking to you, I'm actually doing it as I speak with you, send a prayer intention into that situation to disband and hurry up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I still see that there's this stuck. It's just stuck.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Vince. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
You ladies have a great night.
Okay. We'll see everything happening for you, okay?
So, okay.
All right, love.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's see, you have another caller. Okay.
Okay.
All right, this is fun. Thank
uh-huh.
you, everyone, for calling. okay. Is it? I'm going to go back, actually, to, I see. Okay. Hi, you're, let's see. Hi, Anne?
Yes.
Hi, is it, I just want to ask who is on the line. I just punched up two lines, so.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Roxy.
Hi, Roxy. How are you today?
I am doing all right. I just am really enjoying listening to your voices. Very calming.
Oh, thanks.
You're
do you
welcome.
Have any particular things that are going on that you might want to bring up, then we can kind of see if we can figure out?
Yes, I would love that. I am just wondering what my angels might be telling me in reference to a man in my life from the past.
Mm-hmm. Ian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
there.
Okay.
I'm asking.
I know.
let's see.
No, I just got, it was just, it's not a man that has been out of your life that long. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a recent kind of separation kind of thing. It's what
sure.
Feels
yeah,
kind
just
of,
a,
yeah.
A parting of the ways.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have contact with his children.
Mm-hmm. So there's not, it didn't feel like you were actually separate yet, you know, like
mm-hmm.
you still have a lot of connection to him. I feel that it's not you. I feel kind of like he's in a real kind of funk, you know, I'm going to say that
right.
word because it feels like he just doesn't, he's not grounded. He doesn't really have a sense of purpose in his life, you know, really. And
uh-huh.
kind of in a, feels very lost kind of energy, maybe depressed. I'm not quite getting that he's as powerful as he can be, you know what I mean?
Right.
Energetically. So I feel like you, though, were very beneficial for him in many ways.
Very.
You came up and you helped him. You were kind of grounding him very strongly. But I don't know if that is as good for as it was, you know, for him as it should be. It should be good for you, too. That's what I'm trying to say. It feels like you were the nurturer. You were the healer. You were the like, cheerleader for this
yes.
energy. So I'm getting that he needs to kind of get it together on his own right now. It's not,
yes.
as, you know, it's like you would not be doing him a service if you came back energetically, spiritually for this particular spirit. So
uh-huh.
I'm going to say that let's wait. Let's put the little bit of distance between you so that he can grow and develop on his own and get his power back.
Yes.
Because I get that you really don't want him in your life if he was the way that he was prior.
Yes.
It would not be beneficial for you. It would actually be very draining. So
yes, very much.
So my feeling is I feel that the angels, we're going to, you know, I'm going to send my angels over to him, and we're going to start to have him kind of weave him a new coat, you know?
Uh-huh.
A new coat that's strong, that's positive, that's got life in it, that's not in the past, We're going to weave his energies so that he can find joy again and just wake it up, you know, because that's really how you should be, right? I feel that's like, that's a blessing right there. You just woke up. I'm very, very happy about that. So I feel like he didn't have that available to him. He wasn't connecting deeply to that spirit that he does have in him that he needs to kind of reunite with, in a sense. So let's see.
Right.
Let's do that for him right now. Let's see that happening for him.
Okay.
And see his joy start to enter his body again. You know, his joy is who he is. He is joy. We are all joy. So let's just see that happening for him so that energetically we bring him up to a high, loving place that is full of light and love and angels can. And he can start to connect with his own angels so that you will have more spirit available in that relationship.
Right.
You know, I kind of get that that's important right now.
Does he recognize, I mean, does he truly recognize what I was to him in his life and how he felt when our friendship was so strong?
Yeah, and absolutely he does. But it's like this. If somebody is having a hard time with recognizing their own spirit, it's really, really hard for them to see yours.
Okay.
So your appreciation was feeling like he wasn't really getting how lucky he was because he was just, it feels like, I feel almost like if I look at his energy system, it feels very murky. He had a lot of old stuff attached. And what I want you to do, because I feel like you have a very big healer in you that you can start to help him energetically lift some of this stuff off him, okay?
Right.
I want you to kind of get like a vacuum and start vacuuming all this old karma, all this old energy, all these old thoughts, and start to see get his light back again. Because then he will see yours, you know?
Okay,
That's really ultimately what I believe the angels want for you, is that your beautiful, beautiful spirit gets to be recognized, appreciated, and honored, and respected. And ultimately that is what spiritually as beings, we want to be recognized for that, not for what you do, you know, not for what you do. Seems like you are a good doer. Are you like a doer queen? You can just do all the time.
I'm a teacher and counselor of high school kids, and very, very much loved by them and their parents, and very nurturing, you know, soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was hard because I just never felt like he could quite grasp, but yet he just wasn't there in his place and time on earth, you know, and like you said, maybe by doing some things, and I do. I try to send love and light to him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he'll be able to recognize that someday, you know.
Mm-hmm. I do get that it's not over. I do get that they told me 6 months. So I'm getting like within 6 months, he will be ready, in a sense, spiritually, to be back in a real relationship that serves you. And so I think the less... My feeling is the less that you do to bring him back in, the more you will get, in a sense, of him to give to you. You know, so I want you to, if you hold back just a little from trying to see it right now, you know, I want to know now kind of thing, and just trust that, you know, he's going to be working on these issues, and he's going to be getting to a place that is quiet so that he can appreciate the people that have been around him. Because I get that he didn't get that prior. So, I get that within 6 months you will enter into a different relationship, a little more spiritual one. Maybe there'll be, I feel like you're going to be going to some kind of like workshop together. Is that possible? Something that comes your way that you and he would be interested in. So that you can connect on this other level together.
Wonderful.
You know, that's kind of what I'm seeing. So, Anne, what are you? Is anything coming to you?
Hi, Roxy.
Hi.
As I was listening, I was getting feelings of the same wave as Patty. What I was getting was an archangel came in through to me.
I love Archangel Raphael. He's a healer. Now, Archangel Gabriel came through for me for you.
Okay.
And it's interesting because of the position you are. You're kind of like a leader. Like, you lovingly put yourself out there and do things for everyone. So,
yes.
A little help from Archangel Gabriel is immense. So, he'll actually help you through this. And
wonderful.
I do see also the gentleman you're talking about. It was interesting. I received a name, but I don't know if it had anything to do with if this is a man for you, because I know you were focused on him, if he's the guy for you. I received the name of Scott.
Okay.
I don't know if you know anybody by that name, but...
Okay, I know a Pat.
You might meet someone, but I don't know if it's... someone is coming into your life, that would be... That name came to me. Because I tried to elaborate, but it was just so, no, it could be just an acquaintance you'll be meeting. He may assist you in some way.
Okay.
That you may be needing some assistance in something. And I received an angel name for you if you're interested.
Yes, I would love that.
I received the name Jennifer.
Okay.
So if you ever sit and talk to your angels, you can address the name of Jennifer.
Oh, that is a wonderful feeling. I've always felt like I've had many angels around me. My whole life I really have, and it's just nice, I can address someone now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And Roxy, I just saw one more thing for you that was really interesting. There's a young woman around you, I'd say teenage, who is really needing your help. She's getting into drugs.
Okay.
And she's... it just feels like she's going down a kind of a path with these people, like older people. It feels like she lives near you, or she's close by, and it's someone that you know. It's not somebody that you know well, but it's someone that you run into. Like, she's around. She's somebody's daughter or something, and I just want you to pay attention to the teenagers that that are around you.
Okay.
Because you will be of service in this area. It feels like if they can talk to you, if she can talk to you, the girl.
Okay.
And I'm getting a name that begins with a B, like Brenda or Bentley or B name. Okay, so maybe look for a teenager with the name with the B, and if you just stay real open and just in love, I have a sense that she will come to you, and you start to really mentor her away from this particular energies that are pulling.
Oh, I will be watching.
Watch for that, Roxy. I really see it happening around you. And you're just such a wonderful angel yourself. I really, really have to say that I just got my angels were saying they're clapping. They're giving you some roses. They're really thrilled with who and how you have run your life and how beautiful a wonderful energy you are yourself. So I have to say that they're very happy. I felt there were lots of joy around you. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for your time, and I will go ahead and continue listening to you on the computer. I just very, very much enjoy your voice.
Call us back
and
let us know, how everything goes for you. We'd love to hear you. Okay, Roxy.
Okay, thank you guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Roxy.
All right, let me see. We have all the callers. If anyone else would like to call, we do have time for maybe one more call. But if not, that is our show. Maybe that's why we're not getting it, because we did say it was going to be from 7 to 8 and 4 to 5. So I really want to just thank everybody listening. And for everyone that called, I really, really appreciate, you know, giving us your trust and your time and letting the angels work their wonderful magic and giving you, you know, just the inspiration that is always needed, I believe. And, you know, everyone needs it, don't we? Don't they, Anne? We all really need to be reminded that we're not alone, that at any moment we can get any question answered, and that really it is about your intention, because angels work with us, you know. In a sense, I feel they are just wanting the job, so we want to give it to them, right?
Right.
We want to give them the job, and they really are really open and willing to take on any job. So even if it's, you know, something mundane that you aren't having fun with, I want you to give that job to the angels and see if they can turn it around for you and make it a wonderful, joyous experience. So, Anne, thank you so much. We do have one more caller. So do you want to take one more caller?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Hi. Hello. You are on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, my name is Ashiel.
Hi.
And I just caught your show right now, so I'm hoping that I can get an angel reading. Is that what it's about tonight?
Absolutely, yes, you can definitely.
Perfect.
do you have any particular question that you'd like to ask?
Yes, what's coming up for my love life?
Mm-hmm.
That's a popular question.
It is, I know.
Oh, is it?
Yes,
uh-oh.
It is. Everybody loves love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know I do. What is your name again?
Ashiel,
A-S-H-I-L.
Ashiel.
Okay. A-A-S-H.
I-L.
I-L, Ashiel. That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Let's see what we feel. Do you have children?
No, I don't.
You don't? Do you want children?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. I feel a very an angelic, like, almost hovering around you. It feels like waiting to be born kind of thing. So it's real interesting when I see that. It's usually a child kind of in waiting, you know. So I get that. That right and perfect person is really close to you. Really, all you have to do is say you are ready, I know, be open, and really ask for the exact thing that you'd like. You know, if you want a woman that's, you know, love, that's spiritual, that's sweet, that's sincere, that is open to have a family, I want you to really ask exactly what you're looking for, okay? So you just don't, so, because really angels love, they love you to be a little more, you know, telling them, because, and my feeling is you're just going to have to wait for, there's some kind of dance I see you going to. It's kind of a celebratory thing coming up, like a party, or feels like a wedding almost. Where there will be people that know other people. And this woman is someone that somebody knows. I got a name, and I'm going to give it to you. It begins with a G. It's like Grace or Gabrielle or something like that. Maybe it's the angel. I'm not sure, but it's Gabrielle. Could that be? We're actually picking up on Angel Gabrielle. I get that if you go to this wedding and you go to this affair, you will meet her. So be prepared. I want you to kind of look really nice, okay?
Is it happening anytime soon?
Yes. And it's coming up. It's like you're going to be invited to this benefit wedding. I'm not sure. I do see, like, people dressed up nicely, so... do I see a bride? I don't really see a bride, so it could be a function.
Okay.
A function.
Maybe, you know, what I was picking up, Patty, you were talking about function. I'm thinking it's some kind of work function.
Yeah.
I received that this woman's very petite, and she has beautiful, beautiful hair. I just saw this gorgeous hair.
Yeah. I saw that too. She's in her 30s, right? She's about, you know, in her 30s, like late 30s, 35, 36 years old, something on that. Is that, how old are you?
38, yes.
38, okay, that works. Yes, I do see this. And I want you to really stay very open to it being given to you. So you don't have to go looking. I want you to just stay open like a beam of light, okay, as bright and beautiful as you are. And just like you are a beacon of love, I want you, when you go to this affair or you go to this gathering, work gathering, it is a function, just stay really open so that her energy will go towards you, okay? Because that is ultimately what we are really picking up on. If you are really open and willing to communicate and share your energy with someone, then they pick it up. You know, it's like a little beacon of light. So I really want you to do that. I want you to get used to doing that and see how it works for you. I want you to go someplace and go to the coffee shop and just go in with the acknowledgement of I'm going to be open and my light is showing. And really open up, okay? Because I get that. Are you shy normally?
Not really, but I haven't opened up lately. You know, I've been kind of distant a little bit. You know?
Okay, all right.
So that's how we're picking up.
It's a muscle. It's a beautiful love muscle. I want you to kind of use that sense of your heart expanding into the room. Okay, visualize that. Like if you walk in a room, open up that heart chakra and just let like beautiful light out of your heart, okay? Just like in your mind before you go anywhere, even to work, I want you to do that. And just come into the room before you enter it, if you know what I mean. Send your energy ahead of you. And in that, I feel that then this energy that will start to come towards you will start to recognize you because she's been looking for you too. You know, I really get that she's going to be like, oh, you know, I found you. You know, that kind of feeling. It feels very beautiful when you do meet her. Yes, it does.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's going to be a long time, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's going to be a long time in meeting her. What are you picking up, Anne? I'm getting like within the next.
Yeah. Right in the beginning, I felt this petite vision and the beautiful hair that she's just standing there waiting.
I know. I think that she's like, where have you been? I've been waiting. That's a feeling I get it too. Yeah. Does she work? I'm getting maybe she actually works around you. Do you? Are you picking that up too?
That's when the work thing came in.
Yeah, like, yeah.
This is some kind of work function or something related.
Okay.
That they'll meet up.
Great. And so those relationships are wonderful because you will have them around you to start to really have a relationship that can move towards something because you see them a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. The ones that, you know, they live far away, it's really hard to kind of cultivate those. So this one feels like it's going to be cultivated because she's close by. And do you have a sense that she's Hispanic? I have a sense that she speaks another language with this woman, yeah.
I do too, so that would be a perfect match.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I wasn't really quite sure what, but it's another language, and Gabrielle comes up. Maybe Gabrielle, her name begins with a G, Gabby, or there's a name like that, yeah.
That's interesting you said that, Gabrielle, because I received, I'm sure it's an angel's name. It was Gerardo.
Gerardo, which is like the female of, yeah, okay. Okay, so that's your angel's name, Gerardo. So I want you to talk to Gerardo and really get in touch with him and say, Gerardo, work with me, you know. I know that she's out there. I want you to, you know, let me listen. I want you to start to listen. Like if you normally don't do something and maybe you're at work and people say, hey, you want to come with us, you know, and you might say, no, I want you to say yes. okay? I want you to start saying a little more yes than no, because it felt like you were saying no a lot. You weren't going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's not how you're going to meet her. Okay, you kind of got to, you know, get some energy into your body, into your world, into your life, and call it in. Call, let the angels do their magic. I want you to really dress up nice, look beautiful, comb your hair, really make your God self, you know, just like there are goddesses out there, make your God self be seen, okay?
Awesome.
Because goddesses are looking for gods, right? So we want you to feel that before she shows up, because she's looking for you. But if you're kind of hiding out and not going out and not really... You know,
well, I've been going out a little more now lately, you know.
Yeah,
just,
good,
you know,
good, yeah.
I mean, I haven't been finding anybody that I'm really looking for, so I've decided just to be patient.
Mm-hmm. I do think it's a good thing to just do this every day, even if it's to go online, to go on Match.com, and just to just get the feelers out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
That because energy, it's all energy, you know, it's all energy. Yeah. If you say to the universe, I'd like to meet someone, but you stay home locked in your room, I mean, you can only do so much. You know, it's like, I love that story about, you know, there was a man and he was like, you know, dear God, I really would love to win the lottery, you know, please, I've just lost my job. And the next day he's like, please, God, they're going to take my house away. Please let me win some money. And then all of a sudden he hears a big voice and God says, well, at least buy a ticket. So what I really want you to do is really give the angels the chance to work with you.
I'm absolutely ready. So.
Okay, good. I like to hear that. And, you know, it's true about being ready before they come. You really energetically have to state that to the universe. I am ready. Because I know when I met my husband, I did the same thing. I just said, angels, I'm ready. I am open and available to meeting who you want me to meet. And I said that, just as simple as that. And the next day, I met my husband at a
blood. Wow.
Yeah. And we've been married 11 years, and I'm just so I just love him even more every day. So I really have to say that it is the intention of your spirit that actually is finding, you know, that other person to come close to you. So do that, okay? Well, blessings, and I just want to hear what happens, okay?
I will let you know.
All right, Mom. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
You too. All righty. And, well, hey, thank you so much. That was so much fun.
Patty, it was my pleasure. I just love you.
I love you. I just knew you were my sister. I'm like, she's doing this already. This is wonderful. I really would love to do this more and really have people get to know you, you know, if that's open for you, we'll have you on again.
Okay.
And I'll let everyone know ahead so that they can keep an eye on when Anne will be on. Yeah. And I would love everybody to tune in to Anne's radio show. So if you'd like to talk to Anne, Anne, do you have a phone number that they could call?
Well, we do.
Okay.
The phone number is on the website. It's it's talkingangels@com, which is talkingangels.com. And it would be every Thursday that the phone to call number would be 609-447-0236.
Mm-hmm. So Thursdays, every Thursday, they can call that number, and they can talk live to you. It's a two-hour show, right? So
Correct. They'll
have time to get through.
Yeah.
And so it's on what time again?
My time is 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, and it would be...
1 o'clock our time.
Right. 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Right. Yeah, that one, I know that is important for us because we have a lot of California people listening, so it's just a matter of remembering that. But thank you. And I would like just to leave the callers, because I know that this is a beautiful moment that we've all shared, to just be open for each other. And I'd like, you know, maybe Anne, if you would, say a blessing for people to take with them tonight into their meditation or into their dream state. So maybe you could do that for them as we say goodbye.
Okay. I'd like to say to that all of my angels, especially the healing angel, who is my favorite, Archangel Raphael, to all who were listening here tonight, and for those who we cannot hear or see, but only you can, surround us in your white light of the Holy Spirit and the emerald green light for all those who need the healing of the mind, their body, and soul. And let us feel that golden light that emits out into the universe, and let it flow freely throughout our body and wash away all our troubles and fears and replace it with love and abundance that we so desperately need. And may this flow of love continue on until we meet again. Thank you, and many blessings to all.
Oh, thank you so much. And for everyone listening, thank you so much again. And I appreciate the time and the trust that you've given us tonight and today. And keep us in your heart and your mind, and we'd love to be talking to you very soon. Blessings, everyone. Have a wonderful night.